Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." It's called the Great Commission. Jesus was clear that those who follow him must follow hard after him. There's work to do. Life is short, eternity is long. And we're called to, as my mom used to say, make hay while the sun shines. Look at the four commandments in this Great Commission. First, Jesus says, go. Take action, Jesus said. Life with Jesus is more than simply reading another theological book or attending another Christian conference. Those things that are needed for refueling the Christian life are those Bible studies. That's great, but we don't live at the gas station. It's time to get on the road and go. We fuel up for the road trip. Secondly, Jesus says, make disciples of all nations. Making disciples includes leading a person to Christ, but it doesn't stop there. Jesus does not call us to mass-produce nominal Christians. We are commanded to help people throughout the world become rooted in the foundations of the faith. Jesus says to baptize. Baptism is an outward demonstration that Jesus has transformed your life. It's like driving a spiritual stake in the ground. In essence, baptism is the ordinance that says, "I am all in." And then we are to teach. We must accurately explain God's inerrant, authoritative word with practical application. Biblical knowledge is not for making heads bigger, but making hearts stronger. Knowing what the Bible says is the starting line. Doing what the Bible says is participating in the race. And check this out. Wherever we go, we're never alone. Jesus is always with us, even to the end. That great promise is the exclamation to the Great Commission. So a couple talking points. Ask God to help you make disciples of those in your network of family and friends. And if you've not been baptized as a believer, ask God to give you the courage to obey. Lord Jesus, give us the courage to go, the urgency to make disciples, a commitment to baptize, and the passion to teach. Thank you for promising to always be with us even to the end of the age. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.